Designing an iconic building that aims to be both memorial and functional public institution is a singular challenge. And when the context is historically and geographically delicate, the role of the architect is doubly fraught. Colin Bissett takes us inside Berlin's Jewish Museum.
When a memorial and a museum are combined, then you might expect a building of almost exquisite silence. But the Jewish Museum in Berlin is anything but quiet. The museum was commissioned after Berlin was revived as the capital of the newly united Germany in 1990. The Polish-born American architect Daniel Libeskind was given the brief to create a Jewish museum, but it was a tortuous journey, often derailed by bureaucrats who thought it was pointless, and even by Jews who feared giving their religion more prominence in this most ill-fated city. When the building was finally completed in 1999, it was empty of exhibits, and yet people still came to see it. And this shows the intelligence of Libeskind, who understands that buildings can be powerful in their own right. While the Jewish Museum tells the long history of Judaism in Berlin, the main thrust is to highlight the events of the Holocaust, which was, after all, masterminded from offices nearby. But how does one capture the horror of genocide? Libeskind is famous for his provocative, jagged style and highly symbolic intent. He was responsible for the master plan of the Ground Zero site in Manhattan after 2001, coming up with a shard of light that penetrated its core in the long tradition of drawing in light towards sacred spaces. The Jewish Museum is filled with similar drama, although the zinc-covered zigzag building gives little clue to what lies within. Three axes flow through the building. One leads the visitor up to the exhibition spaces to express the continuity of the Jewish people in Berlin. Another expels the visitor into a tilting garden, symbolising the emigration of Jews to places that were less than stable. And the last becomes darker and more confined as it leads nowhere, a powerful symbol for the Holocaust itself. Five voids faced in raw concrete are left unheated, and the floor of one is covered with 10,000 iron faces across which you must walk. These voids express, as Libeskind put it, that which can never be exhibited, humanity reduced to ashes. It's not surprising to learn how moved visitors were, even when it contained no exhibits. Despair is not usually part of any architect's brief, and indeed Libeskind's building, having taken you to a dark place, makes you certain such horror mustn't happen again. Libeskind has sometimes been dismissed as a showman, but surely there's a place for architecture that is more than simple form-following function, and which delivers not only a setting for our emotions, but actively promotes them. The exquisite quietness of the Jewish Museum is filled with rage.